Weyburn, we could be heading into a tough winter season where the generosity of Weyburn and area residents will be tested. The weather here is already a test for people in the southeast region, and it remains to be seen how tough a winter we'll be facing in terms of snow, ice and cold. A bigger test may be related to food. Everyone needs to eat, and to eat good, nutritious food for their physical and mental health and well-being. As food costs rise, without any relief in sight, and grocery companies continue to rake in profits, the challenge for many people will be in how to fit healthy food selections into a tight budget. There was a report recently that some people are starting to skip meals because they just can't afford to buy enough food to keep them fed. It was good news to hear that Weyburn's churches are returning to hosting hot meals for the community once a week at the Knox Hall. They made deliveries of meals to homes in the last 2 years because of the pandemic, but now they want to return to serving the food for in-person gatherings. The churches involved are taking turns in rotation to provide the meals, which will be held every Sunday at 5 p.m., with the exceptions of Christmas Day and New Year's Day. It's possible the JAM's Christmas Day dinner might be back once more to take care of one of those dates, but we'll have to wait and see if the organizers will be putting that event on again. Weyburn is a generous and giving community, as was just witnessed with the success of the Communathon fundraiser reaching and exceeding their goal while on air on Friday, thus helping their 10 community agencies to continue offering programs and services. In regard to the community meals, organizers may need some help with the extra expenses, and each of the churches may need assistance for their given week of responsibility to put the supper on. In addition to this service, the Salvation Army's food bank is also in need of assistance, as usage has been growing in the last while. With the spikes in food prices, the need for the food bank will only become greater and more acute, as working families and those on assistance will find it harder and harder to keep food on the shelves. As food drives come up in the community, and opportunities arise, such as the Drive Away Hunger campaign at schools or the CP holiday train coming in December, consider what you are able to afford. If you are able to help out in any way, please contribute to these efforts to share food with those families and individuals who cannot afford it.